Hey, this is Chili Chilton Unfiltered. I'm Chili. So recently we had some crazy wind blowing through this area. In fact, I think all across America it's been kind of crazy windy. And I know some people have had some significant damage to homes and property and all of that. And I certainly don't take light of that. In fact, we pray for you if any of you have been struggling or had property damaged. And so as I was thinking about that. I walked out front yesterday in my own house and I was looking at my roof and I noticed there was a strip of shingles that was ripped off or and kind of hanging from the edge of my garage roof. And so I began to think, man, I need to get that fixed because even though it's just a strip of shingles underneath, you know, if it rains before I get it fixed, water could get underneath there and more wind could come now that there's opening there or more damage and ultimately to the roof and the inside. Really bad things can happen if you don't have that protected. And, you know, I'm looking for help any way I can get it. And so I reached out to a few friends because I am not very handy at home repairs and I don't even have a decent ladder. You know, Netta thought, man, Chili, if you can just hop up on the roof, we got a staple gun. I was like, I think they use nails to do this kind of job and I don't have a ladder even to get me on that roof. So I called a few different friends and got some referrals and one of the guys reached out to me today. And so he called me this morning and said, hey, I'm coming to look at your shingles and hopefully repair them. I said, cool. All right, that's good. And so he said, why don't you go to the hardware store and pick up a package of shingles and then we'll have them when I get there. And I said, okay, you know, I'm a little vague on this. It's like, so I just asked them for shingles. He goes, well, you probably want to take a picture or take some shingles that you have and so you can match it up. And so I went outside and took pictures of the roof and hustled over to the hardware store, walked in and said, hello, sir, I need shingles. And they're like, okay. And next thing I know, I'm at the wall of shingles. There's like so many different colors and shapes and textures and guarantees and companies and all of these things. And I'm staring going, okay. Now, well, here's some pictures I have on my iPhone of what my roof looks like. Which one of these do you think it is? And they're like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's that one or this one or that one. And you know, they're like, you didn't have one you could just bring me? And I was like, I didn't have any. And so I got back in my truck and I drove back to my house. And when I got here, I talked to the roofer who was here by now. And he said, you got the shingles? And I said, I don't because I just couldn't match it up. I couldn't find the right ones. And so he went over to the side and before he gets up his ladder, he looks down in the shrubs. Of course, he finds a piece of shingle right there. You know, I'm so not into this that I don't know to look in the shrubs for torn off, blown off shingles. But first place he looked, and he found one immediately. So he hands it to me and goes, all right, go get the shingles, and I'll get up on here and prepare it for when you get back. So I go back. I walk in, you know, like I now have the key. I now know how to do it. And so we walk back over to that wall and we're like, it's either this one or this one. I hold it right up. It's this one. And so I'm like, can I just buy, I only need one sheet. And they're like, yeah, it kind of doesn't work that way. You have to buy a whole pack. I was like, dang it. Okay. So I got the whole thing and put it in the back of my FJ and drove back here and pulled into the driveway. And he said, did you get it? And I said, yes, I did. And he knew the color, and I said, yep, that's the color it is. And so we opened up the package, literally took out one sheet, and up the roof he went. And, you know, maybe in a few minutes it was fixed. And between the cost of the shingles and his labor and time and everything, it was about $100 fix. And, you know, $100 kind of stinks when you don't have a job right now, but the price that it could have been if I don't take care of something like this is far greater than finding the money to take care of it now. I think there's some truth in that God was trying to speak to me about at the same time, because he's talking to me about like a little thing that we neglect becomes a really big expensive thing in time. And I began to compare in my heart shingles and struggles, because we all have struggles. We've all ridden the struggle bus. We sometimes treat struggles like trophies or like personality profiles. You know, like I struggle with this. What do you struggle with? And you're like, oh, well, I struggle with this. And we kind of like are known by our weaknesses, are known by our struggles, instead of how we overcome them. And I think there's always a gravity, misery loves company, they say, and there's somehow, a gathering that happens when you are all struggling. Because if you walk in like you don't have struggles, and people are like, ooh, you think you're perfect, or, it must be nice to never struggle. Of course we all struggle. We all have difficulties. We all have things we deal with. But when you notice a struggle in your life and then you don't deal with it, it doesn't get better. I could have just looked at my roof up there and thought, well, someday I'll take care of it. But I don't know when the next rainstorm is. I don't know when the next windstorm is. I don't know if hail is going to be in the next storm. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know this. If water gets through there and underneath there, it's going to do a lot more damage. It's going to cost me a lot more. And just like shingles, struggles are like things that in our lives become the covering. Like, if you have struggles, it's that shingles up on an area that God wants covered in your life. What about the covering of your life? What about the confidence that you have that nothing's going to come? Nothing's going to rain in on you. That the storm may fall, it may rain hard, but it is not going to get you, because you have a covering. You have an assuredness that you are protected. You see, if we don't have that, if we just revel in our struggles, we really struggle in our storms. And I don't want to do that. So when I begin to understand this, and I'm thinking about the shingles, and I was trying to negotiate to buy one sheet of shingles, because that's all I need to fix now. But it's kind of like the Lord saying, take the whole thing, because you're going to have more struggles. And sometimes we just want the quick fix, somebody say a 5-minute prayer, and then we're going to go, okay, I don't struggle anymore with that. And God's kind of going, you might need a little bit more than that. You might need to pay a price that's a little greater than the price you're wanting to pay, so that you can have confidence and so that you can be prepared the next time you want to give in to this struggle. And so I think about that, because the shingle neglected, it'll get into the wood, it will get into the drywall, it will get into the insulation. That's what water will do. It'll take the path of least resistance. I don't fix that shingle, it's going to become a mess for me. And I think we are the same way with struggles. Like, when you think about struggles, if you don't take care of them, you might struggle with exaggeration. You somehow just don't think that your story is good enough. So you embellish it a little bit. You exaggerate a little bit. But exaggeration, neglected, becomes lying. And when it's not fixed, it becomes deception, to the point where you don't know truth from fiction or truth from lying. And that's not where God wants you to live, because there's no confidence there. And he is truth. His word is true. And he doesn't want you to live in that kind of place. So we give him the shingle of exaggeration and let him fix it then, not when the whole roof needs done. However, if you're already there where the whole roof needs done, he can do that too. He can totally give you a fresh start. where you are a new creation and the old is gone. But you shouldn't wait and assume that. You know, another example, lust. You look, you have this attraction and it becomes lust. But lust becomes thoughts. And thoughts can lead to pornography and fantasy. And that can lead to divorce and the destruction of family. Never thought that that look, that holding on to that thought, I want to rip that shingle off and put a new thing in that place. Maybe it's like teasing. We tease people. We make fun of people. But that can become bullying. And bullying can become abusive, even violently abusive, or verbally abusive, or even spiritually abusive. Man, we don't want that. I know you don't. So I want to take care of that shingle when it's exaggeration or lust or teasing and not have to re-roof the whole covering of my life because I allowed something the Holy Spirit was saying. Hey, right there, those five shingles, that one strip needs to be replaced. It's going to be a little bit expensive, but nothing in comparison. That's how God takes care of us. You know, I'm reminded in the Word of God when Paul was teaching us, he said in Philippians 1, way down at the bottom, right at the very end, he said, for you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. Man, I've been having some chats with God about that. And then it goes on, though, and this is what I want you to really hear. We, you, me, all of us are in this struggle. We're in this shingle situation together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I'm still in the midst of it. You know that we still will have more struggles. What I've learned today is not that I'm struggle-free, but to always be proactive. Right away, when the Holy Spirit taps on me and says, that's a struggle, let's rip it up and put something new down. Let's put something better in its place. And you say, well, what's better? What could I put in this place? Well, I think Paul kind of touches on that over in Philippians chapter 4 when he says in verse 8, here it is, fix your thoughts. Fix. How do we fix the shingles? Some hammering, some replacement. You fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. You think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You see what I'm saying? Each one is like a hammer. You know, you fix your eyes on what is true. Boom. Honorable. Bam. Right. Yes. Pure. Good. Lovely. Awesome. Admirable. Great. And then add to it with a little bit of excellent and worthy of praise. And you know what? Not only is that struggle gone, there's something so much better in its place. And now we think about those things. The Holy Spirit makes that possible. He brings it out when the struggle begins so that we can fix it and think about right things. Man, I hope that you are learning from these little Chili Jolton life lessons right now. Whether it be learning that we all have to deal with shingles or that problems do come, but there are opportunities to trust God, pay the price so that we can have peace. And I pray that for each of you listening today, that there'd be peace in your life and that you'd have the courage to overcome. God loves you, man. And he's going to help you. If you need to call the repairman, trust me, Holy Spirit doesn't sleep. He's ready to come, point it out, get it fixed. Let them hammer so that you have a covering over your life, over your family. All right? Man, this has been Chili Chilton Unfiltered. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon. Peace. Peace.